Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was ugly last night.
Ugly? That's what you call it?
That was as ugly as you could get last night. Mike McDaniel looked inept as a coach again, and you had said yesterday he's a genius, and he will display his genius against the Titans. But I watched and I kept waiting for the genius and I didn't see it.
There was no genius. I was wrong. I don't know how they didn't change anything in all this time. 2 weeks now. Like it was, you say it was embarrassing.
Name a positive.
Defense looked okay in the second quarter. I guess
they
had some good stops. Yeah, like it was embarrassing.
Name a positive, Solana.
When it was 22, when they had 22, it was the fourth quarter, they had 22. I'm like, hey, you hold a team to 20 points, you should be able to compete in that game. The offense is putting them in bad situations. Like, the defense wasn't playing terrible, and then it just, like, the dude just starts running the ball down your throat. Mason Rudolph is not going five wide. Like,
they were beaten. The Dolphins were a beaten team long before that game was over. And the defense, you're right, the defense keeps getting put in these untenable spots because the offense literally cannot do anything.
180 yards of total offense? Us four could come up with plays to make 180 yards. Hey, run a draw every now and again. You know, maybe run a lead. Quarterback sneak on first and 10. We'll get 4 yards. It's embarrassing.
Name a positive, Solana.
Anytime you are able to intercept the ball with your thighs and maybe some butt cheek action, I'd say that's a pretty big positive. That was hype.
Right.
They scored a touchdown.
Yes, they did.
A touchdown.
11 quarters, baby. That's all it took us.
How many points did they end up with? What was the final score?
17? No. 12.
16?
17.
31 12. To 12 was the final score.
12.
So, listen, they had been averaging 11. So, that's an improvement.
I'm looking at the box score now. 19 points given up in the first three quarters. That's a football game.
Hey, look at Devon Achane's numbers. Have you looked at his numbers?
Tennessee's not a great team, but you're going to always say you got to get in the 30s to win games now. But so 19-23, you can win the game, play. To your point, they did tap out. They tapped out in the fourth quarter. That they were just – everybody was done. We're getting safeties. Kneel down. It was embarrassing.
It was embarrassing.
Why every time we go on prime time, we embarrass ourselves in front of the nation?
Prime time embarrassment. It really was. They got beaten by a backup journeyman quarterback. And that's the problem that we seem to be having, is that we can't do anything with a backup quarterback. And then the Dolphins, this is their luck. They knock out the worst quarterback that they're going to face all season. They knock him out.
Mm-hmm.
He knocked himself out because he was trying to extend that first down. But he goes out. Now they have to face Mason Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
That's our Tim Boyle. Like, that's their version of Tim Boyle.
Mm-hmm.
And they gashed him. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand.
The offense is embarrassing. They haven't added wrinkles. They didn't do anything. The whole thing about, hey, you watch the Ravens Sunday night? Let's put in some of those plays with a running quarterback. Let's put in some pulling guards. Let's put in some different run plays, knowing that you can't run to his offense with Tyler Huntley. We didn't. They still tried to run that damn thing. They're putting everybody in motion. Tyler Huntley didn't even know when to kick his knee. They had all those penalties because why are you shifting and motioning eight people when the guy's been here for 11 days? Line some simple. That's the thing about the genius guru thing. Yeah, from yesterday, Hawk, I don't know if McDaniel can just line people up and run a play. He has to trick and move and extend safeties and manipulate the DBs. Sometimes you got to kick somebody's ass. You saw last night, the Dolphins are a finesse team. They ain't kicking no ass, and they've been structured that way. So we're going to bring Chris Greer into it. Let's bring Chris Greer into it. They are a finesse team, and they don't want none of the smoke if you start beating ass and grabbing people.
Well, speaking of Chris Greer, he's been the general manager of the Dolphins for 9 years. He has zero playoff wins, a 68-67 record, and three head coaches in those 9 years. I saw someone tweet that out and say, there's not many GMs in sports with that kind of record that would still be the general manager. But here we are.
And everybody, after the last two games, everybody in the building should be questioned.
Everyone.
Honestly, no competition at all. You joke, Hawk. We were averaging 11 a game. We got to 12. Let's have a parade on Biscayne Boulevard. That was sad. People were laughing at the Dolphins.
Because you can't believe what you're watching. It doesn't make any sense. You don't see any other team that absolutely grinds to a halt if they lose their starting quarterback. No. I mean, you see teams take a step backwards. You see teams unable to do what they were doing with their starter. You don't ever see a team completely grind to a halt because they've lost their starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, the I was talking with Ticket Wizard earlier today. He's like, oh no, it was Whittingham. Whittingham's like, hey, how'd the Jets look last year without Aaron Rodgers? Because he was trying to defend what's going on with the Dolphins. I said, they look exactly like they look this year with Aaron Rodgers. They're a bad team.
Yes.
This Dolphins team was a good team. I'll ask you this. If Tua was healthy for these four games, what do you think the Dolphins' record is? They are one fumble at the goal line away from being 0-4. Mm-hmm. But now they're 1-3. If Tua was healthy all four games, and I'll give you all the other injuries, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's only Tua that's different. Teron Armstead is still out. Odell Beckham's out. Jalen Phillips pulls up lame last night. Who am I missing? I mean, there's a ton.
Kendall Fuller out.
Kendall Fuller. Boyer went out last night. Like, you still have all the injuries. But Tua's your healthy quarterback. What's the record of this team?
2-2. They're 500.
I think they're 3-1.
Really?
Yeah. Because I think when you say blame everyone, everyone has to be questioned. For me, over the last 2 weeks, the only conclusion I've come to is Tua cannot be questioned. And Mike McDaniel, I'm not certain, saved Tua's career. I think Tua made Mike McDaniel's career.
Mm. Ooh. Now that's something to speak about. If Mike McDaniel if Fitzpatrick is here, if Teddy Bridge, who else? Yeah, Teddy Bridgewater. We had Jacoby Brissett.
I mean, we're kind of watching that, aren't we? I mean, we're seeing that.
I'm just saying, last year with those other quarterbacks, are we leading the league in yards per game, number three in points per game, and all that we did without Tua? I was laughing at you when you said it about Tua. Tua makes this team run after last night. It's just you can't adjust at all. Joe Flacco went in for the Colts and won a game and started telling jokes about him being the same age as Anthony Richardson's mom. We saw Andy Dalton with Carolina start scoring points as a backup. Why was our backup situation so bad? You sold us Skylar Thompson for 3 years. You had 3 years to develop this young man. He's terrible. Then you bring in a guy that doesn't know the offense and you run the same offense?
And you're glossing over Tim Boyle. Like, you've had numerous off ramps here to go get someone of value. And what they've done each time is, nah, you don't need Mike White. You can't tell me that Mike White wouldn't have looked better the last two games than Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle, and Tyler Huntley. You can't tell me. I saw him with the Jets. I saw him hold it down. He wasn't embarrassing. I'm not telling you he's a world beater. I'm just saying they've had off ramps and they don't seem to take the off ramps ever. And so now, you know, Tyler Huntley gave you what he could give you, having been there less than 2 weeks.
Skylar Thompson beat out Mike White. Like, I'm not upset about the Mike White thing. We saw it. I get what you're saying, Hawk, but go look at Mike White's record with the Jets. You know why they won those games? Because the defense was good. Mike White's numbers were...
But we have a good defense. I mean, I would extrapolate that out. Again, I can play the result because I'm not the head coach and I'm not the general manager. If he beat him out, it was by a whisker. He didn't play lights out football. They both were kind of bad. So you have to make a determination. Is it the guy who hasn't played much of anything, or is it Mike White? Whatever. They again, I'm not telling you Mike White's a world beater. I'm not like this is not a referendum on Mike White and that decision. Don't get that twisted. I'm just saying they've had numerous off ramps, but one offense, whether it's the quarterback or the head coach or a combination of everything, including the offensive line, one offense after another is below NFL caliber offense. Like, I'm talking like not below average. I'm talking below NFL caliber.
And you don't know until you know. So to the off ramp, you're riding, they're riding through season after season, and knowing Tua has his hazard light on at all times because of the concussions. You're riding down the highway with the hazard light on, and you don't take any of the veteran quarterback exits. As all these guys become available, you want to laugh at the Andy Daltons or the Flaccos or the Carson Wentzes or those guys that we've seen win. Why did you say, somebody said, no matter what happens, we're good with Skyler. If Mike White's in that game, do they score 30 against Seattle? No. Can they score more than three? I would argue yes, because I've seen him put up some points. Skyler looked overwhelmed by football over and over again. Then he goes out there, breaks his rib. Now, you don't know what he has. The management of these quarterbacks were sad, and then the management of a backup quarterback was horrendous. Hey, we have an offense. Well, let's run the offense. With Skyler and Tyler and Tim, yeah, same offense. Let's go motion, put Tyreek, let him go deep, run bang eight. They know it's coming. Tua can fit in those windows. Those guys can't fit that ball in those windows. We've seen it two games now. Tua's accuracy is something special. It's why he went fifth overall. Tim Boyle didn't go fifth overall. Skyler's a seventh-round pick. I don't know if Tyler Huntley got drafted. They can't do what Tua did, and Mike McDaniel didn't change a thing for the guys that can't do what your number one offense last year did with the guy that was throwing the ball. It is a mismanagement of the position and of the offense.
I think what you watched last night was a team built incorrectly, top-heavy, with no depth, and zero resources into what should be prioritized by every team in the National Football League, the offensive line. And you can say the same on both sides. You lost Christian Wilkins, and look, Calais Campbell has been good, but the dude's 38 years old. Like, he can't hold it down the way a Pro Bowl nose tackle can like Christian Wilkins. You didn't replace him. We can go down the line to guys they didn't replace that they just felt they could fill the gaps with other guys who aren't as good. And then you're watching a coach who can't adjust to a different style of offense than he's accustomed to with Tua Tagovailoa, period, end of story.
I mean, how many illegal formations, how many illegal shifts do you need to see before you're the head coach and you go, I got too many guys moving. I have too much going on here because, like you said, Tyler Huntley's not prepared for all that, and they keep getting called for an illegal shift, and he keeps doing the same kind of motions.
Remember we laughed about that call Tua made, and we had a whole thing about it, and you were trying to say it, Hawk?
Yeah.
Tyler Huntley's not ready for box set, reset, 45, Django, 464, iPhone 7, 7-Eleven, seltzer water. Man, line up and run something. He just can't do it. It's cute, and it is advantageous if you can do it, if you can run it. Andy Reid can run it because he has Patrick Mahomes. McDaniels can run it if he has Tua.
You've seen it.
You can't. You think if they throw, I don't know who the hell packs up. I think it might be Wentz that backs up Patrick Mahomes. If they put the backup in the game, they're going to simplify the offense, and you have the best quarterback in the world. Oh, yeah, we don't have the best quarterback in the world on the field anymore. We don't have our Pro Bowler on the field anymore. Why are you calling these long-ass plays that nobody knows what to do? To your point, Hawk, we practiced it. They should have known it. After about that fifth illegal procedure, hey, let's calm this down, line up, and run the play. At least we're first and 10 and not first and 15. It was, we're behind the sticks every single play. Every single drive, you're having a first or second and 10 plus. You're never going to convert under those circumstances with your, what would that be, fourth string? Tyler Huntley would be considered the fourth string quarterback, as Tim Boyle there for fourth string quarterback. We're going to trick them to death with motions and shifts. It embarrassing. We embarrassed that. South Florida was embarrassed. I'm glad the Panthers won the damn cup so we can have something to talk about, because last night we embarrassed South Florida to the nation.
We have a lot to talk about today, obviously. Will Manso is going to join us. We've got Marley Brothers tickets. The Marley Brothers are coming to Bayfront Park this Saturday. We're giving away a pair of tickets every day on the show. Keep listening. It's a Live Nation show. We will give away a pair sometime before 6 o'clock. Let's get a quick look at the headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
The Lions scored more points in one quarter yesterday multiple times. They had 14 in the second, 14 in the third. Then the Dolphins scored the entire game yesterday, and the Seahawks did it once as well, 13 in the third quarter. The Dolphins have scored 15 total points in the last 2 weeks.
We can't get a first down. The Lions are throwing throwback passes to Jared Goff on the streak. Never mind. They ran me hot last night.
What the hell happened with the onside kick? Where the Dolphins tried to onside kick.
I don't understand the rule.
But then the Titans had the ball at the 10? Like, how does that happen?
This new kickoff, I don't understand it either. We got to look that up.
Because it was a free kick after a safety. So you're doing a free kick instead of a traditional onside kick, but it's still an onside kick, and there's a landing zone. But it's like, okay, so if you don't get it in the landing zone, you get penalized 40 yards going the other way. Like, I don't know what happened. I honestly, and this Monday Night Football rules analyst that they have on ESPN and ABC, they might as well put Jimmy in that booth. No offense, Jimmy, but that guy makes less sense than you make normally. I couldn't believe what I was listening to with that. I'm like, they're paying this guy? What is he babbling about?
Any Gene Steratore, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Gene Steratore. That guy knows.
This dude here just, what's this, Blando or something?
I don't know who it was. Was it Dean Blandino? I don't think so.
Was that Blandino?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No, it was bad. There was also, you know, later on in the game, the Dolphins were trying to receive a punt, and Duke Riley kind of tipped the ball. He should have gotten out of the way, and luckily the Dolphins ended up maintaining possession. But, man, like, Duke Riley covered the ball with his body, and then he was touched. So I thought, at the very least, the rules analyst should explain, oh, he actually doesn't have possession because he doesn't have two hands on the ball, or does his body count as possession? I don't know, but he just disregarded that. And they're looking at, like, whose fingernail touched the ball first.
Oh, right, but he was down with the ball. I was with you. I'm like, why are we, like, okay, so they ripped the ball out later, but he's down on the ground with the ball being touched.
Right.
Isn't that the play's over?
I think possession is with the hands.
He had his hands on it.
It was a weird angle. I'm with y'all. Like, the play's over. Like, this ball is dead. It's sitting still with somebody on top of it. But, yeah, they were talking about whose hands are on it and all. That play wasn't the one that made me mad.
They should adjust the rule. Two hands or two cheeks? Whichever one.
Or just explain it better.
All right.
Do they know that you need 10 yards to get a first down?
Wild. It was wild. I saw Brian Baldinger do a breakdown on Twitter this morning with video, and he had how the entire Titans defense shifted towards Jalen Waddle on a certain play, and Tyreek is now one-on-one running down the sideline. And Jaylen Waddle happens to be open as well while the defense is shifting towards him. And Tyler Huntley threw it real quickly to Jaylen Wright, who missed it. And Baldinger was saying, hey, if Tua was there, that's a touchdown to Tyreek. Mm-hmm. It's a touchdown. So it you know, again, this offense can work, like you're saying. Mm-hmm. But you have to have the right guys doing it. And you can't expect Tyler Huntley to see all that stuff. He's been with the team. He wasn't on a roster. So start there. Yeah. Now he's your starter. He's been with the team for less than 2 weeks. It's unfair to expect him to see that quickly. That's one of Tua's gifts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I said it. Early in the game, manipulate a one-on-one and throw it as far as you can and see if you can outthrow Tyreek. I don't think they didn't even try it.
They did. He did outthrow him once. He underthrew him once, and he overthrew him once.
Sling it. And then when they didn't have to sling it, like Tyler didn't know the progressions. There's too much to this offense. It's funny. Tyler Huntley said it. He said, this offense is like studying for the bar exam. He said it in a joking way last week. And I kind of laughed when I was watching it on Channel 6, whatever. You can't pass the bar in 6 days, fella.
Well, the Dolphins drop to 1-3. They get the Patriots next week, 1 p.m. in Foxborough. Then they have a bye week. And then they play the Indianapolis Colts. And then Tua will be eligible to return. There was a report yesterday, I believe Adam Schefter said that
Schefter, yeah.
Tua feels good, no more symptoms, which is great news, obviously, and that he is eyeing a Week 8 return, which would be that game against Arizona.
All right.
What they need to be, Hawk?
2-5? Not 1-7, which is what they're going to be, or 1-6. They're underdogs in New England, by the way, on Sunday. One-point underdogs.
I can't disagree either after what I watched last night.
Bet the under in that, whatever the hell the under is. They could set the under at 13. I'm betting the under.
I bet the under last night. I didn't know Tennessee could put up 30 points.
You got one of the worst beats of all time because they didn't have to score a touchdown there. They could have kneeled on the ball and given it to the Dolphins with 4 seconds left. Right on, like you were the recipient of a bad beat last night.
Goodness. Lost my money, got embarrassed. Didn't save any lives. I was at the game. Nobody passed out. I couldn't save a life like I did before. Didn't stop any fights. It was an uneventful Dolphin game.
Did you feel like people were sad at the game?
Oh, they were pouring out of there.
I think everybody checked out, not just the players. I think the fans checked out. I did watching it.
Yeah. I was talking with Tobin. I was talking with Tobin now, and he said he took calls. And he's like, people aren't even mad. They're just sad.
Yeah.
They were upset walking out, but I stayed the whole game. We left when it finished, and there was no traffic. We just rode and got on the turnpike and hit it. They were gone. Fourth quarter of that game, there must have been, I don't know, 8,000 people left there. It was crazy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.